All right, as you guys make your way up here, go ahead and have a seat here on the floor.
Awesome.
Awesome, that's right. It is awesome.
Ouch.
All right, if you're cold on the tile, you can move to the carpet if that's better. All right, as you're coming up, I just want to reintroduce myself. Some of you guys know. My name is Father TJ. I'm visiting. I work for the Chancery. I work in the diocese, and I work in vocation, so I'll talk a little bit about what that means. I thought we would do today is we'd play a little game inspired on the feast. What feast are we celebrating today? Yes.
Thanksgiving.
No, that's Thursday, but close. Thursday is going to be Thanksgiving. Now, what's today? Yes, go ahead.
Feast of the Lord.
Feast of the Lord. Which feast of the Lord? Jesus Christ, King of what?
Of the Jews.
Okay, he's King of the Jews. That's right. But today's feast is what? King of the
World.
Okay, King of the World. King of the Universe is what we actually prayed for. The King of the World. So what I thought we would do is play a game. If I was the King of the World. So here's how the game works. If we're going to play I'm the King of the World, what are we going to need to play this game? We're going to need what? We're going to need a king, right? And what does a king have? Yes. Oh, do we have a crown in the bag? Here we go. So here's the crown. Here's the king crown, right? All right. And then if we're the king of the world, we also need our people, right? Our throne. So if we're the king of the world, what do we need? Yes. People. And where do people live?
What?
On earth. So we got an earth here. So here's how the game works. I am the king of the world. I can do anything I want. All right, this is what I want. Here, hold my crown for a minute. I am the king of the world, and this is what I want. I'm going to grow myself an awesome no-shave November beard. I don't know if anybody in here is doing that, but I'm going to grow one. I'm going to grow like this. Yeah, really. Okay, so here it is. I'm going to wear a no-shave November beard, and I'm going to give myself some basketball skills. I'm going to have an awesome dribble step-back move and a jump shot, and I'm going to be able to get to the lane with an awesome Euro step and draw fouls and get to the free throw line like who? Like who?
James Harden!
James Harden! That's right. All right? So, I'm going to need your help now. That's what I would do if I was the king of the world, right? So now I ask you, my friends, my students, who wants to play? Yes, sir, come on up. You are the king of what? Of the... Okay, so tell us, what would you do as king? What would you do? You can do anything you want.
A ghost.
What would you do?
It's really hard.
It's really hard. All right, why don't you have a seat? We'll ask somebody else and you can think about it. Yes, ma'am. All right, how about you? You want to come up? We'll make you the queen of what? Oh, here, you might have to hold it on. You're the queen of what?
The world.
And what do you ask? As queen of the world, what would you do? Anything you want.
To have people on this planet.
To what?
To have people on this
planet. To have people on this planet. That's what you would do if you're the king, the queen of the world. That's awesome. All right, let's take this off. Let's ask somebody else if they have an idea. Yes, ma'am. You have an idea? Come on up. You are the queen of what?
The world.
The world. And what are you going to do as queen of the world?
I would direct people what to do.
You would tell people what to do. Like what? What would you tell people? Like, bring me gold. Bring me food.
No.
No? Well, you could do that. You could do that. Okay, how about, yes, sir, why don't you come up? What would you do if you are the king of what?
The world.
What would you do? Anything you want.
I would give everybody what they want.
You would give everybody what they want. Wow. So, like, if people want diamond rings, boom, you would get them diamond rings. That's pretty cool, man. That's a good king. All right, yes, ma'am. Last one. You are the queen of what? You're the queen of? Okay, and what would you do? Anything you want. What would you do? You would rule the world. That's awesome. That's awesome. So we got some pretty cool things. All right, well, let's play this version of the game. Jesus is the king of the universe. All right, and what did Jesus do as king of the universe? What did he do?
He protected us.
He loved us. He forgave us our sins. He helped people who were suffering. In the gospel today, Jesus gave us a message that at the end of time, he sits on his kingdom and he separates the sheep from the goats. And he says to the sheep, you guys are going to heaven. You goats, you guys are going to the other place. We call that hell. It's not a good place. And the sheep are like, why? Why are we going to heaven? And Jesus says, because you were nice to me. And what did they do in the gospel? What did they do? The people that were going to heaven, what did they do? People who were hungry, they what?
They gave them food.
They gave them food, and people who were thirsty, he gave them what?
Drink.
water. And people who didn't have any clothes, what did he do? He gave them clothes. And the people who were sick and suffering and in prison, he did what? You, yes.
Medicine.
You visited him. You gave him medicine. You provided for him. See, my friends, Jesus is the king of the universe. He's not like a king like we just played the game. He didn't say, I'm the king and everybody serve me because I'm the man. Did he do that?
No.
Did he say, I came to rule the world and tell people what to do?
No.
No, what did he do?
He
gave people hope. He gave people joy. And did Jesus come and sit on this awesome throne with a big old crown with beautiful jewels and gold and silver on it?
Yeah.
No. What was his throne? What did his throne look like? I'll give you a hint. What did his throne look like? Yes. The cross. Jesus' throne is the cross, and he was nailed to it. And he didn't have a crown that was awesome and beautiful and amazing. He had a crown made of what? Thorns that hurt, that was pressed into his head, that gave him pain. And then above his head, there was a sign that hung. It says, I-N-R-I, which means Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. But that's not a sign that glorified him. That's a sign that made fun of him. It said, ha, 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 look at this king. When Jesus came into the world, how did he come into the world? We're going to celebrate it next month. How did he come into the world? As a baby. And come here, yes, sir. And what did he wear? What was he wearing? Is he wearing an awesome robe and an awesome vestment like Father Joseph?
No.
No, he wasn't wearing an awesome, beautiful. What was he wearing? How about, go ahead. He was, what was he wearing? What was he wearing?
He was wearing a diaper.
He was wearing a diaper.
And he was
look, you don't even want to touch it. There, that's okay. It doesn't have poop in it. It's clean. Right? It's fine. But Jesus came into the world as a baby wearing a diaper. And then what? How about you? Why don't you come up? And what did he eat? Did Jesus come into the world? Come on up. Did Jesus come into the world eating filet mignon and mahi-mahi and fancy foods like pepperoni pizza? No. What did he eat? Here you go. Reach in here. What did he eat? What did he eat? What did he eat?
Bottle.
He ate a bottle. He ate milk. He ate milk, drank milk. Why did he do that? He was the king. He could have done anything he wanted to.
Because he was a baby?
Because he was a baby. He wanted to show us that he was just like us. Jesus came into the world just like us to say, I'm a human being. Thank you. I'm a human being. I'm going to suffer just like you. I'm going to live a life just like you. That's what he did for us. And at the end of his life, he gave us this beautiful crowning moment of saying, here is my kingdom. It's all of you. And I'm going to lay down my life for you because I want to serve you, because I want to love you. I want to give you hope. Our Lord Jesus showed us what it meant to be a people of service by serving us, by becoming one of us, by loving us. There's another awesome way that we can live our lives in service to the world. And that's by doing what I do. Does anybody know what I am? Who am I?
You're a priest.
I'm a priest. That means I get to do all kind of awesome things, like help people, like give food to those who are hungry and drink to those who are thirsty, and to help those who feel abandoned and lost in the world. I get to be a priest to bring joy to the world. Now, my friends, I'm here because I'm the vocation director. And what I want to ask you and invite you to consider is think about how God might be calling you to serve your life. God might be asking you to be a priest or a nun. He might be asking you to be a brother or a sister. And why would he ask that of you? Why? Because he loves you. Yeah. And because he wants you to be happy. Yeah. And my friends, I have been a priest for 5.5 years, and I can't think of anything more awesome that I could do than being a priest of Jesus Christ. So if God is calling you to serve him as a priest or a nun, be open. Because it's a beautiful, awesome, amazing gift that God might be asking you. So my friends, be open. Be open because that might be the way that our Lord is asking you to serve him. Because he served us. Now I want you guys to listen up really closely because I'm going to talk to your parents for just a minute, okay? So parents, I'm out here today because I need your help. I'm the vocation director for the Archdiocese, and I'm the only priest in the whole Archdiocese that comes out and tells people that they should think about being priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns. And this is how you can help me. You can help me by encouraging your kids. If your kids come to you and they say, I want to be a priest or I want to be a nun, please be supportive of that. Encourage them because it is a beautiful, awesome gift that you can give the church, one of your very own kids, to serve God and his holy people. And you can also help me by being the voice of God, encouraging young people that you know, that you see, that you interact with, who might be good priests, brothers, sisters, or nuns. And if you see them here in the parish, if you see them in your families, tell them, I see in you great gifts. And it would be awesome if you thought about serving God in His church, because it is a beautiful, awesome, amazing gift. Now, the people of St. Ignatius are very generous. You guys are awesome. There's pictures of 9 men and women from this parish who were in formation for the priesthood, the diaconate, and religious life. That's awesome. But it's not near enough. It's not near enough, because we have a tremendous need in our church of men and women to give their lives in service to the Lord. So please encourage, please pray for vocations, please encourage the kids that you have, that you're entrusted to, the people, the students that you know that are here in the parish. Because my friends, priests aren't going to come from trees and bushes. I can't go out into a field and pick them. They come from here, in your pews, in your churches, in your families. And so I'd encourage you, I'd help ask you to please be open, to encourage young people to consider giving their lives in service to God, because it is an awesome, amazing gift. And I can't think of anything I could do with my life that would be more fulfilling than what I get to do every day of bringing hope and joy and love to the world. So my friends, as we continue our celebration today, we give thanks to our God, who is a generous, awesome, amazing King. And He wasn't a King who came into the world to say, hey, I'm the best and everybody needs to serve me. He was a King who said, you're the best and I come in the world to serve you. May the love of Christ, the King of the universe that we have, come into our hearts. May He help us to love Him. May He help us to serve Him so that we can be more like Him. Thank you guys very much for your help. You can go back and have a seat.